I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
My daddy issues didn't start in a therapist's office. They started the night my mom and I ran with the clothes on our backs. It was very late at night. It might have been close to midnight. Loud noises on the roof, my mother's trembling voice, and the fear of a world that suddenly felt unsafe. That night, I didn't just leave a house. I left a sense of security, a sense of childhood, and the version of myself that believed the world was safe. I never went back. And that was the night my daddy issues began. This is the episode I never thought I'd record. For years, I carried this story in silence. And today, I'm finally ready to share the truth. Not to blame, but to heal. And maybe to help you heal. This is Basha TV Podcast with me, Just Basha.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Basha TV Podcast with Basha Powell. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
From ages 4 to 16, my father was largely absent. He was a ghost who was alive, but emotionally missing. I didn't have warm, comforting memories of him as a little girl. I had moments of confusion, fear, and a longing that I didn't even understand yet. After my parents divorced, I rarely saw my dad. The few times I did, it was complicated, charged with tension, disappointment, and sometimes outright emotional distance. My mother's family didn't trust him. And honestly, some of their warnings were valid. But even though they strongly disliked him, I would say, he was still my father. Their words about him, no matter how justified, it affected me deeply. I loved him, but I also feared him or the version of him they described. And there was one night, that night that defines so much of my relationship with him, with men, and with myself. I need to tell you guys something. You know, I don't wear regular sleepwear, like nightgowns and the type that you get at Victoria's Secret and stuff. I only wear sleepwear that I can leave the house in if I have to. Because of that night. Not because of fashion. Not because of the fact that I don't like a nightgown, but because that night left an imprint. It's a small daily reminder of the resilience I've had to cultivate from a young age. And it's a choice I made and that I make every day to honor my boundaries, protect myself, and assert my independence. Because I never heard my father say, "I love you," as a little girl, I carried an unspoken hunger for validation from men. The first time a boy or a young man told me, "I love you," I believed them completely because I had no other reference point and I was simply hungry to hear those words from my man. I didn't know what love should feel like, so I mistook attention, affection, and even chaos for love. My early romantic relationships mirrored patterns I saw in my father. I was drawn to wounded men. I was addicted to the drama. I didn't know what to truly look for in a partner. not the kind of man who would protect me, respect me, or help me grow. I had to learn by trial and error, by heartbreak, and by observing the world around me. I was fortunate to witness examples of healthy love in other families. My uncle-in-law's devotion to my aunt showed me what respect and care could look like. But even with those examples, I struggled with my own choices. I had to find my way on my way, often the hard way. My father was a wounded man. He carried his own trauma, and that shaped the way he interacted with me. There were moments of genuine love, advice about life, business, and politics that I still carry with me today. But there were also moments of harshness, criticism, and emotional absence that cut deeply. The truth is, he abandoned me emotionally first. And because of that, it's been difficult for me to truly trust men fully, even now. It's hard to separate the memory of the father I needed from the father I had. It's hard to love someone when you've never fully felt the love you long for as a child. Because of how I saw my father treat women, I became fiercely determined to be independent financially, emotionally, and mentally. I truly learned to rely on myself in ways that were they weren't necessarily extreme, but they were pretty close. I became emotionally independent to a degree that was not entirely healthy. I didn't just want to survive. I wanted to thrive on my own terms, even if it meant building walls around my heart. Even though I was very attracted to men, I didn't really like men. Most men I knew came from broken relationships or marriages. You know, not just my dad. There were a lot of other men like my father. He was not the only one. But here's what. I've learned over the years that wounds we carry don't have to define us forever. Healing isn't about forgetting the past. It's about understanding it, naming it, and deciding what it will mean in our lives going forward. I can acknowledge the pain my father caused, the love I didn't receive, and the trauma I endured, and still choose a path of growth, empowerment, and emotional strength. I can recognize patterns in my relationships, forgive myself for past choices, and redefine what love and trust look like for me as an adult. I can also honor the good in my father without denying the hurt. Life is complicated. People are complicated. And love, real love, is never simple. But we get to decide how much of that complexity we carry forward and how much we turn it into lessons, wisdom, and most of all, self-respect. So, on that note, let's take a break. And when we return, I will share with you some lessons that empowered me. We'll be right back. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our new podcast for Gen Zs called Z Views Podcast, available on Basha TV YouTube channel. Take a look.
What does protecting your peace mean to you personally?
It means that I protect my peace. That's what it means.
I mean, when I think of like protecting my peace, I'm thinking like mental. You know, like,
yeah,
your mental health. I mean, for different people, it's probably different things, of course. But for me, I say it's mental health, because if you don't got mental health, you don't really got anything. So.
Yeah. Once protecting your mental peace for me is like just being happy. Make sure you're happy. Make sure you're good. If you're good, everything else is going to be good, you know?
That's nice.
I know.
That's very positive of you, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's protecting peace, and this is going to be a peaceful podcast, hopefully. So, yeah. RJ, hopefully. I want you to be on your best behavior. And on that
you're going to tell me to be on my best behavior? No. But Megan, what do you have to say?
I think, like, protecting my peace means just choosing, like, calm over chaos and just, like, having my boundaries with people and choosing to be in, like, calm environments and creating calm environments around me. So it just doesn't, like, make me anxious or make me stressed out.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Don't forget to take a look at our Gen Z podcast, ZVU's podcast. These guys are amazing. And you can like and subscribe on Basha TV podcasts, Basha TV channel on YouTube and Spotify, Apple podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget to share with at least two of your friends, you know? So back to my topic, daddy issues, the truth I never shared. Here's what I want you to take from my story. These are the lessons. Lesson number one, trauma doesn't define your worth. Not even an Ivy League education can heal your trauma. At the root of every great comedian is some form of daddy or mommy issues he or she had to eventually convert into comedy. Lesson number two, emotional independence is powerful, but balance is key. You can learn to recognize what healthy looks like, even if you never saw it as a child. Yeah, I had to do it. Lesson number three, forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't for them. It's for you. It frees you from the chains of the past. It's important to forgive. Lesson number four, your boundaries are sacred. Honor them. If they never truly loved you, they never will. Because a wounded person doesn't know how to love. Forgive them. You know, most of all, they don't even know how to love correctly until they're healed. We all have nights that change us. Moments that leave us shaken. But how we rise afterward, how we reclaim our story, that is where true power lies. Let's pay some bills and we'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by 124 Not Out Cricket Academy, based in Georgia and Florida, USA.
Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Basha. And today I'm sharing the truth about my daddy issues. A story I thought I would never tell. But nothing happens before it's time. As I said at the start, I've never told this side of my story to anyone, not even my mother. Never discussed it. In spite of everything, I can honestly say I still love my dad. I'm grateful for the gifts he left me, my ability to pivot, my perfect teeth, you know, my entrepreneurial spirit, my drive. I got it all from him. My passion for politics and my street smarts. I got all of that from my father. I miss our conversations about US elections and life. He was the first man to break my heart, which is probably why the ones who came after could never truly shake me. I became a boss at getting over breakups. My dad made sure of that. He made sure I was good. No man could truly break my heart. But in the final analysis, he was still too wounded to have the most important conversation with me before he died. The one about that traumatic night when my daddy issues began. He never apologized, and maybe he couldn't, because deep down, he was still too wounded to show up for me. Over the years, I've learned that the real lesson wasn't about pain. Mm-mm. It was about discernment to avoid men who would treat me like my daddy once did. And 25 years ago, I found such a man. He's not perfect, but he's not wounded. And that makes all the difference. Guys, if you've ever felt abandoned, unseen, or unloved, know this. Your story doesn't end with hurt. You can grow beyond it. You can love yourself fiercely. And you can trust yourself to honor your heart. Healing isn't linear, but every step forward is victory. Every boundary you set, every tear you shed, every truth you speak, that's strength. That's empowerment. That's your story being rewritten in your own terms. As I tell my story, it's my way of healing and finding closure from a man I called Daddy, who was too wounded and too proud to admit the damage he caused. My story isn't any different from many of you. In an attempt to not repeat the mistakes of my dad, I refuse to hold on to my pain to protect those who refuse to protect me in the first place. Thank you for letting me share my story with you. This has been Just Basha. And remember, your past is only a chapter, not your whole story. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes on Basha TV Podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, take a look at all the other episodes that I've done so far on energy drainers, on happiness. So continue to subscribe and share with your friends. And always remember, your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and share those episodes. I'm outside. Cheers. Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice.